Hey there. Welcome back to the Science Line podcast. I'm Janae Johnson, your host and the multimedia editor here at scienceline.org. Make sure to subscribe to our show, whether that's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or another platform that you prefer using. What's in store for today's episode? Well, let's just say if you love math, you'll want to hear this one out. If you enjoy quirky, somewhat trippy art, you'll also want to stay tuned. Not a fan of either? You will be after listening to this Math and Alchemy story. I'll let Gayang Lee take it away.
Think back to, say, May 2020. It's been 2 months since COVID shut down practically everything outside. We're all home, and there's only so much we can do to entertain ourselves with books, or TV shows, or whatever we used to do in our free time before all this happened. For many of us, that meant pursuing a random side hobby, like crochet, dance, baking, or all kinds of DIY crafts. But for a group of mathematicians, plus one fabric artist, crafting during quarantine resulted in 24 pieces of art. It was all informed and inspired by math. The project was called Mathemalchemy. Every part of Mathemalchemy harbors a unique story, from cryptographic quilts, huge parabolas of embroidered spheres, and murals of octopi, that's spelled P-I, by the way, as in the math symbol, seen generating various wave-related equations per every water ripple. So, an interesting sculpture, plus some math, and together a fascinating invitation into the imaginative world of what math can be. My name is Gayang Lee, and today I'd like to take you behind the scenes of Mathemalchemy. Mathemalchemy was founded by one mathematician and one artist, Ingrid Dobschi and Dominique Ehrmann. Dominique can pinpoint an exact birthday for the project.
September 2nd, 2019. This is conversation Ingrid and I had a lot, is to change the perception that math is hard, math is not fun, math is something that you need to do, but you never wish to do.
Here's Ingrid.
I had this vision of a story being told, but the objects in it being these beautiful mathematical objects, and it the whole installation not just being a story, but also a celebration of mathematics.
Their first stop, Denver, Colorado, where the annual joint mathematics meeting was to be held. The goal? Recruit some mathematicians to create some art. By the end, they had 24 mathemalchemists who would attend 3 workshops in person to come up with story ideas and to create artwork using various materials like yarn, fabric, ceramic, and metal. But just one small problem. The conference in Denver was held in the second week of January 2020, and we all know what happened next.
WHO has been assessing this outbreak around the clock. COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
The coronavirus officially reaches pandemic proportions.
Breaking news,
what it calls the coronavirus pandemic spread.
So the first workshop had been scheduled for the third week of March 2020. Oh. And so clearly, as we came closer, people said, will it happen, will it not? And then everything shut down. It was clear. There was no decision to be taken.
That changed completely the way we had planned to build it.
So that's when we learned Zoom.
The pandemic gave mathemalchemists more time to really delve into the storytelling behind each piece. Take, for instance, Test the Tortoise, a crochet tortoise with a ceramic shell walking down Zeno's path. Tessa's story is about infinity. For example, her name comes from the word tessellation, which in math refers to a tile of repeating patterns on a surface. In this case, the surface is the shell. And Tessa's shell is a tessellation of heptagons, a polygon with 7 sides. Mathemalchemists Jessica Sklar and Elizabeth Paley recall the story behind Tess. Jessica says,
one day, Tess the tortoise wakes up and decides she's going to go on a journey and learn about infinity.
Jessica, an abstract mathematician by practice, first came up with a story based on the math concept called Zeno's paradox.
Zeno's path, this idea that Zeno's paradox that you can, let's say you want to get from point A to point B. And to get there, you have to walk half the distance, right? So you walk half the distance, okay, then you're halfway there. And then you have to walk half the remaining distance. So you've walked a half the distance and then a fourth. Then you have to walk half the remaining distance, which is an eighth. And the paradox being that if you're always doing half of what remains, you're never going to get there. But of course, you do.
And Elizabeth, an engineering professor who also happens to be a ceramic artist with her own kiln, created Tess's shell to illustrate Zeno's paradox using the shape of the heptagons on the shell.
So with the shell, the shell was pretty straightforward. It was the first piece that I made for Mathemalchemy. I knew enough about turtle shells and tortoise shells to, you know, have a sense that there'd be some sort of tessellation or some sort of geometry, geometric design on the shell.
As the Mathemalchemists continued to collaborate, they found themselves having whimsical conversations about the backstories. For Tess, there was a very, very important issue.
I don't know why we were all really committed to Tess having lunch with her.
And at first she had a backpack, and then said the backpack, well, we can't have the backpack because it's such a beautiful shell and it has this heptagonal tiling and so on. Okay, so then she was going to pull a cart. But then we had a problem.
It was not comfortable with the cart.
Yeah, I mean, how would she pull the cart? It was going to hurt her in her neck.
We went very far with our conversation.
And somebody says, are you realizing that we're talking about whether it will hurt a turtle that's made knitted and stuffed and with ceramics?
Elizabeth sees it like this.
I think the animals in Mathemalchemy help kind of bridge our world with mathematics. Everybody loves a good story.
These conversations continued over 18 months until all the pieces and the Mathemalchemists met for the first time in person on July 2021 at Duke University. After that, once everything was finished, every Mathemalchemist, their family, and community guests held a big farewell party at Duke before Mathemalchemy's first big reveal to the public. Dominique remembers that first time.
The installation was first seen at the Academy of Science in Washington. We had Ingrid had an annual meeting with all those very important scientists and mathematicians and physicists, and they were so joyful in front of, and yes, they got it. They were laughing, they were exchanging information, they were having fun around that piece. And then I said, okay, we have something.
Since then, Mathemalchemy has been traveling all over the United States and even over the border to Canada.
Every time we are at new venues, and there's a lot of kids coming, and their reaction is quite strong when they're near the piece, mm-hmm. and they just didn't stop talking.
The long-term goal is to have the exhibition permanently stationed at a museum, but for now, Mathemalchemy is still on tour. By holding exhibitions at universities, the co-founders hope that their brainchild will also inspire the next generation of creative storytellers in the field of mathematics. Sometimes, even mathematicians themselves don't realize how creative they can be. Just ask another Mathemalchemist, Carolyn Yackel.
I feel like it leveled up my art. Now I feel okay presenting my art as art instead of just like some kind of weird craft thing.
And that's just one part of what makes Ingrid so excited about Mathemalchemy.
We want to counter the perception that some people have of mathematics as this very complicated but incomprehensible thing for which you have to have a special gift, or otherwise you can forget about understanding anything. And I mean, mathematicians don't believe that mathematics is that, and we always want to show that mathematics is much more alive and interesting and wonderful.
All music used in this podcast belongs to their respective owners at Blue Dot Sessions. This episode was brought to you by Gayoung Lee of NYU Sherp, with the guidance of the lovely Blythe Terrell at Spotify Studios.
And that wraps it up. Thanks for listening. Feel free to share this story with family or friends or anyone you think might be interested. The Science Line podcast is available on every major platform, so be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. Oh, and if you'd like, maybe give us a rating or review. It helps other people find our show. Science Line is a production of NYU's Science, Health, and Environmental Reporting Program. Our theme music is by Jazar at the Free Music Archive. And for more information, please visit us at scienceline.org or shoot us an email at scienceline@gmail.com. See you next time!